So today we begin a new mini sermon series simply entitled Intentionality, which means doing something that was premeditated, planned, or deliberate, or to do something on purpose. The big idea question that we are going to address in this series is, how can we become intentional in seeking to grow closer and closer to God on our spiritual journey of following Jesus together? One becomes intentional in their relationship with Jesus by seeking the face of God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, purposefully. Scripture says, "Seek me when I can be found. And if you seek me with all your heart, you will find me." Matthew 7, verse 7 adds, "Seek and you will find. Knock, the door will be opened for you. And then call on the name of the Lord and he will hear your prayer." How many know that we serve a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God? When we call upon the name of the Lord, he hears our prayers. While there are so many expectations, commands, and things from Scripture that we ought to do and meet in order for us to draw closer and closer to Jesus and then strengthen our faith, we will, however, consider in this series four spiritual practices or disciplines that are important in seeking to be closer and closer to God. Sabbath, silence, solitude, and simplicity. Today we begin our study by exploring the significance and importance of the Sabbath in a sermon entitled Intentional Sabbath Rest. Intentional Sabbath Rest. God used the example of his resting on the seventh day of creation to establish the principle of the Sabbath day rest for his people Israel to emulate. Underline the word emulate, not copy or cut and paste, but to emulate in context. Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 says, "By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done." So, honoring the Sabbath day of rest later became one of the Ten Commandments in the law of Moses. You find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11 initially, and then in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12 to 15, when Moses was giving a farewell speech to Israel, he reminded them about this important commandment. And Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12 to 15 is going to serve as our text this morning. So if you have a copy of the Word of God, please turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5. We are going to read verses 12 to 15. If you find it, it's an honor for us to stand as we read the Word of God. In fact, that's a tradition now. We stand in honor of the reading of God's Word. So Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12 to 15 says, in the New International Version, observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your town, so that your male and female servants may rest as well as you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. Scripture says that in Christ all kinds of Sabbaths are fulfilled. So we are not required by the law to keep the Sabbath day holy. As Paul wrote to the church at Colossae in Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 to 17, which reads, therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, nor a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. They are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Nevertheless, the principle of regular rest still remains and is one that all of us believers must emulate. May the Lord add a blessing to the public reading of His Word. Let's pray together. Eternal God, I humbly stand before your people this morning to share your word. I pray you use me as a mouthpiece, as a spokesvessel, to declare to your people the oracles of God. Prepare our hearts to receive the seed of the word of God. And may we be transformed. May we be renewed in our commitment to the Lord. Encourage us, edify us, challenge us, and equip us to the glory of your great name. And somebody in the house said amen. Thank you. You may be seated in God's presence. Why in the world are we so tired, sleepy, exhausted, and simply stated weary? How did life get this busy, leaving us with chronic fatigue? The question is, what can we do about it? Is this how God had intended for us to live? Brian Prater writes, burnt out. We've all been there. When your calendar is jam-packed, your to-do list of expectations, responsibilities, and obligations is endless, and you are overwhelmed and overworked. Things that you are truly passionate about become burdensome and you lose your spark and joy. Sounds familiar? Are you overworked? Are you running on caffeine? Are you depleted and running on fumes? You are not alone. Serve for the COVID pandemic lockdowns. Stay at home or work at home. Orders, isolation, and quarantine orders in general. We live in a fast-paced, overworked society where busyness and overworking are glamorized and celebrated as a badge of honor. In today's society, if we are not keeping ourselves busy or productive, it is looked down upon as being lazy and not being a good steward of time. Consequently, we squeeze ourselves in society's unrealistic expectations and become addicted to busyness and productivity, to achievement and accomplishment, in order to get a sense of purpose and worth, until we are overstretched. So as a solution to our overworked, burnt-out society, I propose, by the mercies of the Lord, intentional Sabbath rest as an antidote. It is sad that in this society, we have neglected, forsaken, and even viewed rest with utter disdain, because we view rest as an inconvenience, a sign of laziness, as earlier mentioned. Consequently, we seldom carve out time to relax or to take a break, which has drastically affected our quality of life and relationships. What is Sabbath, you ask? According to the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary, the word Sabbath means the seventh day of the week. It was initially observed from Friday evening to Saturday evening as a day of rest and worship by Jews. Underline the words rest and worship. It literally means to cease, stop, and rest from work. God commanded the Sabbath because human beings need to spend quality, transformational, and experiential time of worship with Him. And they need to also rest from their labor for spiritual renewal, healing, and restoration. In an article, The Science of Sabbath, How People Are Rediscovering Rest, Emily McFarland Miller says, in addition to resting from work at their jobs during Sabbath, Orthodox Jews and some Christians refrain from a number of activities that are considered work for the purpose of rest. Verse 12 of our text says, observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. In it, you shall not work. That's a very clear statement. But you'll be amazed at how many people don't get that easy statement. You shall not work. 6. Stop and rest from work. In general, society seems to ignore this command to observe the Sabbath, probably because nowhere in the New Testament are we commanded to keep the Sabbath day holy. However, we can still benefit from this requirement, the requirement of rest. The only difference is that we ought to be intentional about it now, since it is not an obligation. It's not a command. You see, saints, the Lord has given us the precious gift of rest in order to deliver us from the tyranny of non-stop work. Colin Nobel says, a Sabbath is a gift from God. It's for the purpose of remembering that God is the creator, sustainer, and redeemer of life. So we want to spend Sabbath in ways that help us do that. If we spend a day not doing things that involve achieving, acquiring, or controlling, we increase the likelihood that we will focus on what Christ has achieved. We will learn to live with less stuff and less anxiety about stuff. And we will remember that God has sovereign control over the universe. And we don't. Remember, He is God. And you are not. That also is a powerful revelation, but lots of people don't get that. God is God, and we are not. We are flesh and blood. Philip Melanchthon says, he said to his friend Martin Luther, this day, you and I will discuss the governance of the universe. What Luther said in response was unexpected. This day, he said, you and I will go fishing and leave the governance of the universe to God. Isn't that powerful? Leave the governance of the universe to God. Stop go fishing. If you think you are too busy to rest or get enough sleep because you need to work extra hard to get ahead in life and keep the world spinning, think again. Because you are not indispensable. The world will keep on spinning without you. Go fishing or take a vacation. So consider your ways. Think about your priorities and the well-being of your family, your health. Because if you don't, you will soon crash and jeopardize your relationships. So try to be intentional about carving out some time off work for leisure, for rest, for sleep, for relaxation, for a hot meal with family, and share fun. Have fun, man. There's no fun like this in heaven. It's different. Take life easy. It will break your heart. It will break your backbone. That's what life does to people. Once you do that, your life will never be the same again. You will be changed and transformed. You will be like a new person altogether. There are four kinds of rest in general. Physical rest, psychological rest, and emotional rest. And finally, spiritual rest. Since I'm not a licensed psychotherapist, I will concentrate on physical and spiritual rest. First, spiritual rest is the ability to connect beyond the physical and mental and feel a deep sense of belonging, a deep sense of love, a deep sense of acceptance, fulfillment, and purpose. To experience this, we need to engage in spirituality, prayer, meditation, and the reading of God's word, as well as community involvement. Here are some signs that might help you realize you need spiritual rest. From the book Sacred Rest by Sandra D. Smith, MD. You have lost your sense of hope and feel helpless, trapped, and defeated. You are experiencing depression and hopelessness. You lack motivation for life and feel like it is a waste of energy and time. You continually isolate yourself from others. You often focus only on your failures and flaws. You often feel self-doubt and insecurity, which hinders you from trying new things. You feel far away from God. You feel numb and apathetic. You don't feel any sense of accomplishment, and you lack satisfaction. You are experiencing spiritual boredom, and you've lost interest in the things of God. That's how you discover where you are in terms of spiritual rest. So take some time. Be honest with yourself. Examine your heart. Does this describe you right now? Does this describe you or your lifestyle right now? King David longed for rest because he was also overworked. In Psalm 55, verse 6, he says, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I'd fly away and be at rest. I'd flee far away, and stay in the desert. I'd hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm." Have you ever found yourself in the middle of a storm, or even in the middle of this pandemic, and wish that you could fly away from the hysteria, anxiety, mental and emotional trauma? in order for you to get some rest, some peace and quiet from all the demands and cares of life. Maybe you are peopled out. Maybe you are suffering from the pandemic exhaustion or compassion fatigue. If that's you, hope you will try to include rest in your daily and weekly schedules. And if that persists, please seek help. When you seek, you will find. Second, physical rest, which is an activity that releases tension and restores calm to the physical body. How do you know that you need physical rest? According to health experts, when you desperately need physical rest, your body is often aching or sore. Aches and pains may mean your body is trying to get your attention. Don't ignore it. Listen to it. Go for checkups once a year. Know where you stand. Let the doctors, counselors, and psychotherapists help you. So, you are in desperate need of rest, physical rest, when you don't have energy to complete all of the physical tasks on your list for the day. You feel exhausted, at the end of the day, but you are unable to fall asleep at night. You get sick often and have a weak immune system. You rely constantly on substances to boost your energy, such as coffee, energy bars, and sugary snacks. In the book, Sleep, It Does a Family Good, Dr. Archibald D. Hart lists some characteristics of sleep and rest deprived people. Loss of ability to be joyful, light-hearted, and happy. Sometimes you wonder, when am I going to be happy? I make lots of money. My business is doing well. But there's no joy there. No fulfillment. No peace. So if you are deprived of sleep and rest, you tend to become irritable and negative. Sometimes for no reason. And parents, you know what I'm talking about. All it takes is a kid to push a wrong button, and then you kind of scare yourself how you react to that. You're like, whoa, I hope somebody was not watching or listening to that. Sometimes you can get back to your kids and apologize for that. Because lack of sleep will do that to you. When you show a dramatic reduction in creativity, judgment, and productivity, you may be sleep or rest deprived. And you may be at increased risk for traffic or workplace accidents. You're also likely to have memory problems, and disordered social relationships. In addition, the doc states that according to the Institute of Medicine, lack of rest and sleep loss is associated with health consequences such as hypertension, diabetes, obesity, depression, heart attacks, and strokes. When your schedule is so full that you hardly have time to rest, you typically don't eat healthy, and you are constantly on edge because you are thinking about the next thing you have to do. Or you can't sleep at night and can't seem to function in your daily routines. Your health is going to suffer. If that's you, change your lifestyle and intentionally include rest in your life. And try to protect that time of rest, because there will always be something to do. Always. Beloved, rest will boost your immune system and improve your memory. Rest restores energy and enthusiasm and stimulates creativity. Restful sleep improves your concentration and productivity and keeps you fit. So take a break. It's okay. Take a break and be renewed. Now, I'm going to mention 2 points and I'm going to land this plane. What are the spiritual merits of rest? One, rest enables you to consider your ways. Reflect, realign, and examine your motives, refocusing on what really matters. A tremendous benefit of rest is that it enables us to stop and reflect on what is happening in our lives. Am I headed in the right direction? Do I need to make changes or adjustments in my life? How is my relationship with God? Am I spending time with Him in prayer and reading the Word of God? Am I meditating upon it day and night and living it out by obeying the Scriptures? Am I further along spiritually today than I was a few years ago? Am I drifting away from God, friends, and family because of work? Is my marriage on stones right now because of work? Am I creating a gap between me and my wife or my husband? Such questions are profound, but they don't usually cross our minds when we are constantly busy. Nonetheless, when we slow down, we have spare time for self-reflection, which may lead to significant life-altering decisions and adjustments. Is God calling you to make major changes in your work schedule, so that you could focus on what really matters? I challenge you today to take a day of rest each week for worship and rejuvenation. I challenge you. Second and last, one other advantage of observing the Sabbath rest is that it guards against a works-based view of salvation. As earlier alluded to, we live in a society that places high value on productivity and accomplishments. When you take a day to intentionally stop work, take a chill pill, and relax, It reinforces the idea that Jesus already accomplished everything necessary for our redemption. There is nothing we could ever do to be worthy of salvation. The work of Jesus on the cross was sufficient. We can rejoice in the fact that we are loved, accepted, and valued just as we are. We don't need to perform in order for us to be accepted before God. In observing the Sabbath rest, we demonstrate that we can trust God for our daily bread. Therefore, we need to stop working 24/7 and trust God to care and supply our needs according to his riches in glory whenever we take time to rest. In fact, when we choose to follow God's example and stop resisting rest, we can expect God to take care of business. Let me give this final illustration in closing. One man challenged another to an all-day wood chopping contest. The challenger worked very hard, stopping only for a brief lunch break. The other man had a leisurely lunch and took several breaks during the day. At the end of the day, the challenger was surprised and annoyed to find that the other fellow had chopped substantially more wood than he had. "I don't get it," he said. "Every time I checked, you were taking a rest, yet you chopped more wood than I did." And then the other fellow said, "But you didn't notice that I was sharpening my axe when I sat down to rest. I was sharpening my axe when I sat down to rest." With rest, you will be re-energized. You will become more creative and more productive with little efforts because you are sharpening your axe. See, an axe that is not sharpened takes lots of effort for you to cut anything. But when you rest, it's like sharpening your axe. And when you go back, you do it that quick. I encourage you to try resting from work for a day in a week. You will see a difference. Otherwise, come talk to me. Let's stand to our feet as we close in a word of prayer. I want you to think for a moment about this message. What stood out for you? What do you think God is saying to you? And what do you think he wants you to do about what he is saying? Because scripture says we ought not to be listeners or hearers only, but doers of the word of God. Therefore, let's go home and do likewise. Lord, we thank you that your word does not return to the void, but accomplishes the mission for which it was sent. It's no different for this sermon. Pray that you help us adjust our lives in this busy, overworked society. Help us to settle down, to stop, and reflect on our lives. What can we do, Lord Jesus, to make sure that we respect the commandment that encourages each one of us to take Sabbath rest, to be able to worship God, but also to be renewed in our strength. We pray that you give us the courage, Lord, to apply those changes in our lives. May we never be the same again. May your presence continue to be with us throughout the course of this week as we meditate on this message. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit go before each one of us, because we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. And somebody in the house said amen.